I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show this week, I know, it's been a long time since we've had a show. What can I say? It's just been very busy, and there's been a lot going on. So you got to bear with me, okay? Anyway, we do have a show, though, for you. And we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. They still have us listed. Anyway, if it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. They still haven't gotten rid of us. I don't know if they're slack or just very forgiving. Anyway, we're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Glad you could join us for the show today. It's 2022. Now, I know some people have been saying, yes, but when are you going to realize it's 2022? T-O-O. I don't like that. That's funny. It's funny, but it's not true. 2022 is going to be a great year. Yes. If you'll make it a great year, it'll be a great year. Okay. Anyway, point being that we have a new sponsor here on the program. I just segued right into that so smoothly. Right. These folks right here, I can tell you, I use their products. SSLs.com. It's SSL plural. SSLs.com. You can buy your certs for your websites super cheap. Mega super cheap. Even wildcard certs. Okay? Now, for those of you that are not webmasters, a wildcard cert allows you to take your whole domain, protect it with a secure socket layer certificate. Okay? And everything under that will be protected, okay? These certs are awesome, and you can find more information and order your own by going to drbill.tv/SSL, okay? Go there, click the link by doing that, drbill.tv/SSL, do that, and then you'll be able to buy these amazing certs at a really good price. It's what I use. I kid you not, for all of my stuff. All right. So there you go. New year, new sponsor. Wow, things are happening. I know some of you are going, yeah, new sponsor, whoopee. Well, you gotta pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyway, let's look at our first item of the year, and this one I'm excited about. Most of you know, matter of fact, the last Netcast, which was last year, okay, it was October of last year. Anyway, the last Netcast, I talked about my antenna array. Dude, as you can see, it's quite an array inside my condo. But, exciting things are afoot in the TV world. And like what, you might say? Well, next-gen TV, of course. Next-gen TV is coming. As a matter of fact, it's already broadcasting right here in the Piedmont Triad. And it's been everything, taking everything I can do to keep from buying a next-gen TV receiver. Ask my wife. I've been going, oh, I want one, but I can't justify it. Because, and this is the reason that I couldn't justify it, because I DVR things. We watch very little live, okay? I like to DVR it, and I needed a next-gen TV DVR. And I'm a big fan of Tableau. So I kept writing Tableau a tweet. And I kept saying, dude, guys, come on. Put out a next-gen TV, ATSC 3.0 receiver that is also a DVR. And make it quad-core because I record a lot of things at the same time. And they said, Dr. Bill, we don't have plans to do that. And I went, oh, man. Come on, man. As someone has been wont to say. At any rate, so finally, they said, man, that Dr. Bill dude is bugging us so much. Let's just make one. So they announced it at CES. Now, see, here's the thing. I think they planned to do it all along. They just didn't want to let the cat out of the bag and, you know, announce it before CES, because CES is where you announce all these things, you know, in the tech world. And CES went on last week. So they announced it. And here it is. The quad-core ATSC 3.0 Tableau. Now, here's the thing. It is, and it's quad-core. Quad-core? Quad-core. Quad-core is not the right term. Quad-tuner. Quad-core is what a computer would be. I'm just a computer kind of guy. Quad-tuner. Okay? But anyway, so you can record four programs. You can watch a program, record three other programs all at the same time, for instance. Okay? So, but they announced it, but it's not quite available. You can pre-order it, okay? Pre-ordering means you pay them $29.95 to defray the cost of them building it. I'm being honest. And then you pay the balance when they bring it out. Okay? So there you go. And I'm just excited. I'm so excited. I'm giddy with excitement about this. This is what I've been begging for, asking for. Matter of fact, I even told my wife, I said, you know, I want this ATSC tuner for Christmas. And then I got to reading. This was by another company. Okay. I got to reading and it wasn't a DVR. And I went, well, duh, this is not going to work. So I told her, never mind. So I didn't get that for Christmas, which is a good thing, because then this came out, which is what I really want. And it's great being an influencer. Meaning that they finally did what I wanted them to do in the first place at Tableau. I really like Tableau. Tableau is my favorite TV device. Okay? And they're not paying me to say that. I wish they would pay me to say that. I would say it if they would pay me, but I'm saying it anyway, because I really do like it. All right, next item. This is big news. Big news. I like my own sound effects. I do them all the time. Anyway, ask my wife. You remember I told you that Audacity now had spyware built into it because the open source project sold out to the bad guys, the corporate evil bad guys, and they put phone home software in it that tells them what you're doing with your Audacity audio editor. I don't like it. So I deleted Audacity off of every machine I own, and I had it on every machine I own. So I deleted it, and I said, I ain't using it no more. Well, the thing is, I've got to have an audio editor to do my radio program that I do every single day, Monday through Friday. So I gotta have one. So Tenacity is out. Well, kind of. Tenacity is a fork of the open source project that was Audacity. And now Tenacity, you see what they did there? Yeah. Tenacity is sort of available. They have a website, and if you click on downloads, there's nothing there. But I'm sneaky. I found an early release online, and it's probably very buggy. but it is a direct fork of Audacity before it was made spyware. And it works great. And actually, I like it better. I think the look and feel is better than Audacity was. It's slightly different. Not very much, but slightly. And so I'm going to give you a demo of it right now. All right, we're going to be looking at Tenacity. Tenacity is the open source replacement for the open source product Audacity, which was bought by a company and they added in spyware, as I mentioned in the intro. This is Tenacity. And you say, yeah, but Dr. Bill, it looks just like Audacity. Well, close. But I'm going to go ahead and start recording here. And you'll see as I speak, it's recording. And you can see the waveforms that it is recording. If I then stop it and play it back, so there you go. We can delete that track. We can also go to projects that I have saved. Like, for instance, if I do my radio program, this is the way I would start. I would bring up the radio. And one thing I do like about this is that it has the ability to view and set the track size fit to width. And then you can come in here, track size fit to height. And now you've got basically all of your recording right there on the screen. So I have my intro to the program, I have my outro to the program, and I have the actual program. So this is how you would effectively layer a radio program. I would normally have, in the case of mine, it's a 15-minute program, which records for 14 minutes, 30 seconds. So I have my outro set here. I have my intro set here. And then I just can put this line here at the end. You see that little yellow line that appears? That is the end of the intro. So if I come just a little bit inside that and start recording on these tracks, then that would be the body of my program. So that's how it works. And it's really nice. You notice there's little slight curves at the end of the recording. That's a little different than Audacity. The color scheme is also slightly different. But other than that, functionally, it is very much the same. You still have the ability to come up here with effects and do noise reduction, normalize your recordings, fade in, fade out, all those kinds of things that we're used to. And it works very, very well. So I'm really excited about Tenacity. If I do hear about Tenacity, you'll notice the credits here of the contributors. They're working on it. And they have all of the parts and pieces that they use. And the contributors, I really like this about open source projects, that they give credit to people who are working on the project. And I even like their little logo here. Tenacity seems to be a good name for an open source project replacing Audacity. And it is the tenacity to stick with open source and keep things clean of companies that are trying to track us and do all these kinds of things. I've become a sponsor of this project. I encourage you to check it out and become a sponsor as well. If you go to our website for the Dr. Bill Show, you'll notice on the article, let me scroll down, here it is. This is the link, tenacityaudio.org. That link will give you information on the project, and I encourage you to become a sponsor. Really encourage these guys. It is a very useful tool for me doing audio recording, audio mastering, and so forth. So check it out. That is Tenacity. There you go. What do you think? I think it's awesome. I love Audacity. Now Tenacity. And because I'm such a fan of Tenacity, the new one, the spyware one, then I have become a sponsor of the open source project. Dude, if you go to their GitHub and you look at sponsors, you'll see two of us, me and another guy. So join, become a sponsor. Encourage these guys. They're doing a great job porting this over and making an audio editor that will not spy on you. So it's worthwhile. It's splendid and worthwhile. Yes. Go! Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Macrium Reflect Free Edition. Now, Macrium has a paid-for edition, okay? And nothing wrong with paying for it. Encourage them, you know, to keep up the good work. But these folks believe in backup. They believe everybody should have backup, and so they have a free edition. And you can do more than just do backups with it. You can actually clone your disk with the machine running, okay, and then clone over to a larger disk. So if you had a 250 gig drive and you clone it over to a terabyte drive, you now have a terabyte copy of that disk that you could boot from and run your system. Dude, it's very slick, very cool. So check it out. It is the Geek Software of the Week. Now, in full disclosure, it has been a Geek Software of the Week once, many, many, many years ago. But this is the new and improved, brand new version. They just released version 8. Check it out. Splendid and worthwhile. Okay. Last item for this week is some geek culture, because it's Oddware. What is Oddware? It's hardware that they put out in the 90s that's kind of like, what? What were you guys thinking? And this is called the Twiddler. The Twiddler. It's a mouse sort of thing that you can then wave in the air and write with and control your mouse and type on the keyboard in the air with one hand. It didn't catch on. You had to be extremely talented to use it, okay? So watch this video that I have linked on the blog from the old YouTube and check it out. It's really pretty weird and cool. I kind of like it, okay? So good stuff. Now let's talk about the fact that there are things, people out there trying to censor us folks that just do programs for the fun of it and say things they don't like. Big tech wants to censor us. So I have here on the screen all the platforms that I'm on. If I disappear someday from YouTube, you will know where to find me. You can find me on Rumble, for instance, with my videos. You can find me on BitChute with my videos. And I'm still here on YouTube, okay? So, while I'm here, like and subscribe. That'll help me out a lot. And encourage your friends to subscribe to the DrBill.TV video channel, which is, of course, YouTube.TV. Or YouTube.com, I'm sorry. YouTube.com/ Dr. Bill Bailey. DrBillBailey. Okay. There you go. So, just in case I disappear, you'll know where I went. Or where I still am. Whatever that means. Anyway, join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer...
Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.